Hi there, welcome back for another episode of Enrich Podcast. I'm truly grateful to God for, you know, another opportunity to speak of Him, to share His word, to talk to you, and I'm thankful to you listening. Thank you so much for always coming back, for always tuning in. And if this is your first time, very big welcome. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is Enrich Podcast. It's a place where we grow together. It's a place where we get enriched by and with the Word of God. This week's title is Under True Love. And we'll be looking at, you know, another future of true love. This is episode 16 of our first season, and it's an episode titled Sacrificial Love. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Jesus, for holding us through this great process. We pray that in every aspect of our lives, that we continue to grow and we continue to be enriched. In Jesus' name, amen. So, sacrificial love. What is sacrificial love? So, sacrificial love is made of two words, sacrifice and love. So let's look at them individually first. Sacrifice means to give up. To give up something usually of great value and at great cost for someone. Sacrifice also means, you know, the act of giving up something that you really want to keep to yourself, then you just have to give it up to help someone. And love, on the other hand, as we already agreed in the previous episode, is way more than our feelings and emotions. It is more of action. And 1 Corinthians 13 beautifully defines love for us. Now, sacrificial love, simply put, is a love that gives, a love that is ready to give up something. It is a love that is really ready to give up something of value to help someone. And the perfect example of this love is summarized in John 3 verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Now, as we already know, this is our anchor scripture for this season of God's love. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave." So he gave. He did not keep to himself. Jesus gave. God gave. And God's sacrificial love for us is costly. It cost him his only Son. But then the cross, yes, is a symbol of God's sacrificial love. But then the cross is not the only symbol of this sacrificial love. From the beginning, Christ was always and has always been giving himself for us. From leaving the glory of heaven to coming down to the earth to a manger, to be born in a manger, to a whole lot of things, to washing the feet of the disciples, to even loving the church. Now, Ephesians 5:25 says, "Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her." Now, the love of Jesus for his church was selfless. The love of Jesus for the church was selfless. Jesus loved the church. He loved sinners. He loves you so, so much. And he loves me. And that was why he deemed it fit and deemed it, you know, a thing of importance to sacrifice his only Son. Now, even when you have 1,000 sons, to sacrifice your son is not something that is easy. And he did it when he had just one. He had an only son, and he gave up that only son for you, for me. And this is a call to sacrificial love. It's a call to sacrificial love. David Mendes says, "You can sacrifice without loving, but you cannot love without sacrificing. Yes, it's truly it's not really easy to it's not even possible to love, just to say you really love, that this is true love, without sacrifice. And that is why sacrifice is a feature of true love. Because for there to be true love, there has to be sacrificial love in it. Sacrificial love is one part of true love. And God sacrificed His Son for us. He has shown us this sacrificial love, and He has called us to love sacrificially. So how do we love sacrificially? First of all, by letting Jesus be our model. Let Jesus be your model. We shouldn't look to any other person to learn how to love aside Jesus. We should look at no other except Jesus. Now, Jesus did not teach love. He did not just teach love. He practicalized it. He practically lived love out. Like, He practicalized it, just like I said. And He is the true definition of love. He hasn't asked us to do something that He did not do. He showed us this sacrificial love, and He has called us to love others sacrificially. And it's only when you have Jesus, which is love, it's only when you have Him that you can effectively display this love. Sacrificial love modeled on Jesus is displayed in our relationships. When this love is modeled on Jesus, you know, everything, it shows in everything you do. Sacrificial love is an unselfish love that will improve all types of our relationships. Be it with a parent, a sibling, a spouse, or friend. But the thing is, sometimes we are afraid to love. Now, being afraid to love has a way of affecting people around us, has a way of affecting people in our lives. 1 John 4:18 states, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and fear doesn't have to do with love. Fear has no place in love, because the one who fears is not made perfect in love." Now, when we experience God's love in our lives and share it with others, we do not need to fear. The ability to live out His love is a sign of our faith in Him. God has called us to love. He has asked us to love. And the ability to actually live out this love is, first of all, obedience to His word, and a sign of our faith and belief in Him. Because the primary way to be identified as Christians is through love. Yes, as Christians, we are to be recognized by love, by the way we love and show love to others and everyone around us. Ephesians 5:2 says, "Walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as an offering and sacrifice to God." So even as our self-doubt of love starts to build, it's important to remember to keep our minds off ourselves, because sacrificial love is an unselfish love, but we should keep our minds on how Jesus loves us despite our faults. It wouldn't be easy, and that's why we need the help of God. We need Jesus to help us to love. We need Jesus to teach us to love. And I pray that the Lord speaks to you. I pray that you've been blessed, and I pray that He shows you and He shows me how to truly love. In Jesus' name, amen. In the next episode, we'll be looking at other features of this true love as we slowly come to the end of season 1. I hope you were blessed. Please feel free to share this podcast. And if you've not found us on social media, you can look us up at Enrich Podcast. You can see us on Instagram, Facebook, or send an email to enrichwithbernice@gmail.com. I want you to always remember that Jesus loves you so much, and He really wants a deep relationship with you, because it's when you build one with Him that you can effectively build one with others. Stay tuned and stay blessed.